Well, hello, this is Jeff Gaudiosi, and you're on MisplacedStraws.com, where music comes to life. My guest today is just truly one of the great drummers of the past 25 years, and also one of the most prolific. His band Seven Dust just released their 13th record, Blood and Stone, in October, and now he's putting out his first solo EP called Controlled Chaos. Please welcome Morgan Rose. Welcome, Morgan.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Now, Controlled Chaos, is this something you were planning on recording this year, or did it happen because of the pandemic layoff?
Yeah, I definitely was not planning on it. The pandemic was the catalyst for this being able to happen. Between the pandemic and Clint and my girlfriend, those are the three components that made it happen. Without that, it never would have happened this year.
And I know Clint was involved a little, Clint Lowry from your band Seven Dust. Who else worked on the record with you?
I had Jason Christopher from Corey Taylor's band play bass on it. Those are the players. Andrew from Arcane Roots did some extra production, and him and his partner Chris mixed and mastered the record. But overall it was a little family affair, you know. One of my good friends, Jason, playing bass, my brother Clint playing guitar, and my girlfriend engineering it. So it was really simple. I mean, really it was an easy record to do.
And was this one of those where you guys had to send your parts to each other, or were you able to actually get together through all this and play?
Clint would send the guitar stuff to me, and then Jason, I recorded the record in California, so me and my girlfriend would go into the studio some nights when there was a curfew on here, and we would kind of sneak into the studio, track the drums or the vocals, and then sneak out of the studio, and then when we were done, I believe we were done with everything except bass. And then one day we just had Jason come in, and the three of us sat in there, and Jason knocked the bass out in the day. So it wasn't completely remote, but, and then we sent that stuff to Andrew in Iceland, and he put, some finishing touches on things.
Yeah, and I mentioned your day job at the intro. Seven Dust just found a great new record in October. You're a huge part of the creativity and sound of that band. And when you write, do you separate ideas and say, like, okay, this is a Seven Dust song, and this is something I'm going to use for another project, or does it all just kind of go together?
No, it's like the moment. I mean, when I'm writing in Seven Dust, most of the time, either Clint or John will, there's so much material to write on that it's kind of like Wall Street in there. Like, okay, that's not handled, so somebody grab that. But a lot of times also I'll get with Clint, and me and Clint will just go into a room and we'll just sit there and hash through vocal ideas. But it's all about the moment. I mean, Clint sent me guitar parts and I grabbed them and wrote melodies and then made those into songs, you know, put lyrics to them and made them into songs. So nothing really, I do so much production work and co-writes and stuff that it's all just about the moment. If there's anything, I get pissed off when I'm doing like a co-writer production with somebody and I write something and wish that I could use it for me or Seven Dust. That's when I really get pissed.
Yeah, and it's cool listening to this EP, against Controlled Chaos, five songs plus the intro. But what I thought was cool about it is as it sort of evolves through the five songs, there are some parts that are very Seven Dust, but there's also some like brand new things, you know, something like Exhale at the end that people may not quite expect from you. Was it important to show multiple sides and multiple facets to your music on this record?
I mean, I didn't consciously do any of it. It was just kind of similar to how me and Clint deal with Call Me No One and Seven Dust, is that it's kind of an aimless, there is no direction. We just, like, musically, we're aimlessly walking through our musical journey. But So diversity's always been there. I mean, with Call Me No One, there was diversity. With Seven Dust, there's obviously a ton of diversity. Mm-hmm. And with this record, it's diverse as well. But it wasn't anything. I had no conscious effort for it. I was really pleased with the material that I got because I loved it all. If I wouldn't have, you know, I don't know where I would have gone with it. But, I mean, everything that was sent to me, I was like, yep, I can do this. And you know, I'm a giant heavy guy. I mean, I'm not into like heavy music all the time. I'm more of the sad guy. Unfortunately, you know, it mirrors my mentality sometimes, you know, but that's what I'm about. I'm the emotional, you know, put your finger down your throat emotionally instead of listening to fucking Pantera and Slayer. I'm like, let me get, you know, Depeche Mode or The Cure or something that's going to make me sad. Because it's got a major minor progression and I could just get over it, you know? So that's what I like.
I completely get you. I'm right with you on that. Yeah. And again, we mentioned it's an EP. Is that because you want to make sure, I mean, every song on here is a strong song, you know, that there's no filler on this. Did you keep it at an EP to make sure you hit with that strength, or, you know, was it just, okay, in the time we have, I got five songs done?
It wasn't really that. I think that the way that it is in the world now, nobody has, I mean, what's going on with humans these days is nobody has the attention span to get through a full record.
It's tough these days, yeah.
It's sad when I look at Seven Dust Records over the last 10 years and I'm like, we've played no more than three songs max on any of those records. And those are all your babies. So it's like, you know, seven of those 10 babies are looked at like, you know, no one gives a shit. So as much as they might all be equally as important to us, seven out of 10 of them never, ever get out of the house. So I just kind of looked at it like, five is plenty, you know, five will be plenty enough for people to get a taste of what I'm even thinking about over here. And lyrically, I think that it kind of is enough. I don't think I needed to go too far into all that stuff. You know, I think five songs is plenty for them to digest. And then, you know, I'm absolutely planning on doing another one if, you know, If the people would like to hear more, I'll have more.
And with the band especially, you've been on pretty much a constant album tour cycle for almost 25 years now. Now that the pandemic's kind of forced you off the road, I mean, the band still put the record out, even though, you know, who knows when anybody's going to be able to play live. And now followed up by the EP. I mean, are you keeping busy by writing and recording? You know, will we kind of see some more stuff come before you guys are able to hit the road again?
I don't know what Seven Dust will do. We haven't made a full plan on that because everybody's still kind of finger crossing their way through this thing, you know, that we're going to get going. So, I mean, I know that John and Clint are writing riffs daily, so there's no shortage. There's probably more songs than we've ever had, or at least more riffs and stuff than we've ever had from those guys. But me personally, I mean, I'm one of the lucky ones that really can kind of work whenever I feel like working. Because I have my hands in all kinds of fires. You know, I've got, you know, production work that I do. I've got co-writes that I do. I've got Imagine Records that I'm A&R-ing for. I've got Seven Dust stuff that, you know, we'll do a live stream, you know, anytime. I've got solo stuff, you know, that I recorded and did that. So it's really the production and co-write side is so busy that literally if I wanted to work every day, I probably could, which is humbling and also, you know, it's just crazy. I mean, like I said, I'm really lucky in the sense that I got my hands involved with that stuff early in our band. And, you know, it's worked out to be something that was a lifesaver for this time, being that, you know, the world is shut.
You mentioned briefly the live stream. the band just did a great one a couple of weeks ago when the record came out. Is that something you would ever consider doing a solo version of to kind of get these songs out?
I don't know about all that. I mean, the thing is, I want to be I want to be closer to Steely Dan than I want to be Seven Dust. I want to be the band that puts out records and you know, because I mean, that's like that was hard work. That was weird, you know, to sing and lose your voice and go, oh shit, you mean I'd have to like warm this thing up and be responsible about it? Like I just spent 25 years screaming into a little, you know, McDonald's microphone, and the worse it sounds, the better. And now you're telling me I need to have like mic control. Like, I don't know about all that. I'm definitely institutionalized in that world. So I don't know. If anything, me and Clint will do something because we have Call Me No One as well.
Right.
And he's got his solo thing, and I play drums for that now as well. So really, there's three different areas that we can exploit music to where there would, me and Clint could probably put together without any question a full headline show if the people wanted that, just in material, you know, of Call Me No One, Clint Lowry solo, Morgan solo, you know, it would be really easy. So that might be a possibility. If we did that, I would only do Exhale though, because I would never want to play drums and sing. I don't want to do that Phil Collins deal. I'm embarrassed enough as it is having to yell a few words. I'm not going to sit back there and do that.
Yes. We'll get to the Don Henley mic that
comes
around. Yeah,
Don Henley thing. Got a gooseneck.
Yeah, and it's funny, as you know, you're hearing you talk about, you know, Clint's had a bunch of solo stuff out, you guys had the band together, you know, LeJean's about to put out some solo work. Do you think that all the stuff you guys do outside the band really strengthens the band when you come back as a whole?
I mean, I'd like to think so. I mean, I'm very open and honest about this stuff to where some people get pissed at me and I don't care really. I mean, the fact is that I always feel some bit of a, I don't know, vulnerability when somebody goes out and does something. I mean, Clint going out and doing a solo thing, I don't really know if anybody would think anything different than this, but let's just say a theoretical, and it could happen with LeJean, easy. Let's just say that, I mean, I don't see it happening with Morgan Rose, but I mean, let's just say Clint goes out and does a solo thing on his last record, the pandemic doesn't hit, the Dave Grohl. I mean, it's not the same genre of music, but I mean, Gwen Stefani went out and did a solo thing and no doubt just fucking died.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like there's always the fear of if LeJean, you know, puts out his record and people go, you know what, I like this better than I like Seven Dust. Fuck Seven Dust. You know, we all have to go and, you know, then I got to write another EP. You know, but I mean, it's like that stuff isn't negative, really. The feeling of not even really fear, but keeping you on your toes, you know. And not only that, but when you go out and do that, you realize that this band works as a unit. And when you don't have the band and you don't have them to lean on and you don't have four other guys to bounce ideas, you don't have four other guys to take the grunt of the work and the grunt of the negative stuff that does come, you know, you have to wear it on your own. When somebody says, this sucks, I look at the EF4 guys and I say, that was probably your fault. When they say my solo record sucks, I'm going to call it Jesus Christopher and say, that baseline call me something else. But I mean, no, you know what I mean? It's like you have to wear it.
Definitely.
You have to wear it. So
yeah.
I appreciate my band big time. I respect them and I appreciate them. And I think that when we do these solo endeavors, I think that it's fun. It's liberating. It's got all kinds of, you know, cool, the hard work and the accomplishment that you do on your own is something that is, that I now know is really something to be proud of. And you don't have to share that with four other people. So, there's all those things that come with it, but yeah, we're good. I mean, we don't I know that I root for those guys. I know that I want them to succeed. I wanted Clint Lowry's record to be the biggest thing in the world, and I want the same for LeJon.
Yeah. Well, we have been talking with Morgan Rose, a drummer from band Sundust, who just is about to release his brand new solo EP, Controlled Chaos. It'll be available everywhere, all streaming sites. Will you have any physical copies available that people get their hands on?
Yeah, they're going to do all that stuff. We got a bunch of CDs, and we're going to do some vinyl and all that stuff as well.
Fantastic. Well, Morgan, best of luck with the EP. Best of luck with the Seven Dust record that just came out, too. Both are really strong releases, so it's good to have some great rock going now. And have a great holiday season, and hopefully we can catch you guys on the road sometime soon.
Looking forward to it, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy.